Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Thursday, July 8th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. As the Olympic torch makes its way to Greece, Christians are gearing up for ministry. AMG International's Paul Jenks says AMG is a major part of an evangelistic outreach called Flame 2004.
One of the things that we're really looking forward to is the Tribute to the Unknown God concert that will be organized in the middle of the games. This will be an opportunity to invite the community, unbelievers, to come and hear what the Apostle Paul proclaimed there at Mars Hill to people today who, in many cases, still don't know him personally.
Next, Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says their India team recently took ownership of a scripture distribution project and came up with a specially designed machine called the Mithra Tape Player. It cuts down on the number of cassettes needed by changing the playback speed.
The only help that they get from the outside often comes from friends who care about reaching this huge population of non-readers with the gospel of Jesus Christ. They have gone ahead in faith and have begun the production of this unit, even though they didn't have the funding. Their letters to me stated they were simply trusting God.
And for just the third time in its history, Send International has a new general director. 42-year-old Warren Jansen took over the duties late last week. Jansen says global mobilization is just one area of focus. The goal is to expand the workforce where Send is working. Pray for the Jansen family as they transition from Japanese culture to the United States. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video about Buckner's work with AIDS orphans and their efforts to share the gospel with them. It's also available on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.